There's a lot of life in the Shawnee Theater's season-ending production of Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. Miller's award-winning play is a tragedy, but it's a tragedy of the little man, the common man. Willie Loman, the versatile Ron Johnston, is an aging salesman. Willie's made his life on the road, pursuing a dream vision of the drummer with a smile and a shoeshine. At 60, his smile is more forced and the shoes are a bit down at the heels. Willie's faith in the trappings of the American dream, outward appearances, in being well-liked, is failing him. These same values have left his sons adrift. Cody C. Jones plays the 34-year-old ne'er-do-well Biff. Biff was a star athlete, the family's golden boy, until a dramatic moment led to his loss of faith and direction and a life where Biff just can't seem to catch on. James Sheehan is Happy, the younger brother, who has a job but is merely floating through life. Tyler Lubinus is Bernard, the nerdy next-door neighbor who idolized Biff, still loves him, but he's gone on to become a successful attorney. Carolyn Blackington plays Linda, the wife who loves Willie and her sons. She fiercely supports him and them with real power. Though Linda shares some of the illusions of Willie's dreams, Blackington clearly showed the continuous strength and the sometimes too quick optimism that has kept the fragile family going through the years. Death of a Salesman plays artfully with reality and memory as scenes from the past take place in the middle of those from the present, and sometimes memory, reality, and dreams all mix. Henry Reagan appears in Willie's daydreams as the raffish Ben, his will-o'-the-wisp older brother. In Willie's mind, the dapper Ben offers visions of diamonds from the jungle and gold from Alaska. The Shawnee production, directed by Josh Carroll, does a skillful presentation of the various levels on Stefan Azizi's thoughtfully constructed set. The Shawnee Theater's production of Death of a Salesman brings veterans from past shows and new faces together in a strong mix. The play is a deep one, and like life, has plenty of fascinating twists, turns, and contradictions. Especially during the second act, emotions ran high, and sometimes speed and passion overwhelmed the lines, but I always understood the feelings. The Shawnee Theater's production of Death of a Salesman wraps up their summer season with performances tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.